Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
There is a prophetic word from the Lord.
I and they that God has given me, we are made for signs and wonders.
That is the word of God. It's time to rise. It's time to rise.
Today, nothing will stop me. I am going to have my harvest.
Come on, everybody.
I don't care whether I'm in order or not in order. Whether I'm under protocol or no protocol. Whether it is legal or it's not legal. I am going to get my miracle. be out of order tonight to reach God. If you dare to be out of protocol tonight to reach God. I tell you, your new season, your new season is here.
The Lord said, I'm healing you.
The world break down. The saints should break forth for joy.
Light and fire and vigor, vitality. And if Christ ever healed, he can heal today.
The crusade of the century. Welcome the Archbishop Professor Benson in the house. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, forevermore. Shout hallelujah.
He came, he saw, and he conquered.
Of the spirit, not in the spirit. Of the spirit. Kingdom is a part of spirituality, revelation. But you don't practice kingdom in the spirit and live the natural. If healing cannot replace sickness, you don't need healing. If life cannot replace death, you don't need life. And if conversion cannot bring regeneration and transformation, there's no need to be born again. The kingdom of God is not in grammar, it's in power. The power. The power. It's time for the kingdom people to wake up, and demon leader will come and say, can you say hallelujah? The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. Hallelujah! God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In truth. Praise the Lord!
Our soon coming king and husband. A song is a testimony of my life. When I came in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ, he took me from darkness into his marvelous light. He took away all my miseries, my sorrow, and give me joy and peace. Mm-hmm.
This is my wife. We've been friends for 29 years, and I'm very glad to have her as a friend. Thank you, my dear friend. God bless you. Bye-bye. Please give her a hand. Everybody say kingdom.
Kingdom.
Pastor Onwe, are you here tonight? How many of you believe that a cloud of glory is moving? Yeah. Okay, let's move with the cloud. All right. Any other one? Everybody stand to your feet. Come on. Tonight, I believe you know why you are here tonight. I'm also sure God brought you here. Whether you're American, African, Estonian, Russian, Greek, Roman, we are in the presence of the Lord. I say we are in the presence of the Lord. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Every time I say when I'm here, Chapel Hill Harvest is a place of spiritual inspiration. You can't come here. You can't believe how regretful, almost I would say, it's not the regret of the regret. I'm talking of the regretfulness of the shortness of time. That just 2 days from now, some are going to the east, some to the west, some to the north, some to the south. This conference will be pronounced over. But thank God. I said, thank God. I said, thank God. I wrote something here. Messages come and go. Teachings come and go. But vision and revelation will never depart. Yeah. How many will say hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Those of us who know how God brought about this conference. 3 years ago, a thought came to the bishop. He called us, his co-bishop, revealed the secret to us, told us what God said. We said, that is the voice of God. to see how many nations are here represented. In a little idea, brother, the cloud of glory is moving. My feet are not ready for message yet. I want to dance. Come on. Oh, my God, now you come. Everybody, I want to see you move your feet. When I say praise the Lord, everybody will say hallelujah. And I tell you, Bishop Paul can tell you, I'm not here to lie to you. We have a big church. I mean, we have a big church. When I say praise the Lord, are you hearing the thousands say hallelujah? It's like an ocean. Praise the Lord! And then when I say hallelujah, you hear them say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I say amen. I say amen. I say amen. Even though the kingdom is not in competition, the kingdom is complementable. Everybody say kingdom. Now, I want to say this before I let all of you sit down. I do not believe that the kingdom is in the spirit. I believe that kingdom is of the spirit, not in the spirit. That's my theology. Kingdom is of the spirit, not in the spirit. Of the spirit. Kingdom is a part of spirituality, revelation. But you don't practice kingdom in the spirit and live the natural. Do you hear me? Holy Ghost doesn't use guitar. Spirit-filled people use it. Well, sit down. Sit down. Thank you, Owen. Are you ready? Three scriptures that changed my life and brought me to God's revelation about the kingdom. One day I came across a scripture. He says the kingdoms of this world has become. Everybody say become.
Become.
Say it again.
Become.
One more time.
Become.
The kingdoms of this world. Pastor John has become. The kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. I'm a university professor, but I'm not a theologian. When something become, it became. That is not going to be after rapture. How will earth become heaven after rapture when it has become before rapture? Idahusa's discovery. When I heard that, the first thing I checked about was what power has limited the entire people of the continent of Africa. I discovered it was the power of witchcraft and demon spirit. So I said, well, if the kingdoms of this world has become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, there's a power for substitution. If light cannot replace darkness, you don't need light. If healing cannot replace sickness, you don't need healing. If life cannot replace death, you don't need life. And if conversion cannot bring regeneration and transformation, there's no need to be born again. How many heard what I said? If you say, I am born again, it means all things pass away. All things become new. If the old and the new are together equal, no difference, then there's no conversion. Did you hear what I'm saying? Now, the kingdom is going to become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. The kingdom of light must take over from the kingdom of darkness. How many will say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
The problem with civilized nations is that they cast out devil when he's not at home. That's your biggest problem. You see ugly dress, you say this is witchcraft. No, come to Africa and find out what witchcraft was. Was. Go to Mexico and find out what witchcraft was. Say was. I took that power and authority and revelation and began to throw challenges to demons and power of darkness that have held our people for years limitlessly. I said, God, if your kingdom can substitute and replace the kingdom of darkness, give me that power. Not to harass the devil, but to cast him out. Not to negotiate with witches and wizards, but to dislodge them. And God agreed. And I heard him say, it's yours. Everybody say, it's yours. So I decided to face it as it was. And today I'm glad that Africa that you thought was the headquarter of witchcraft is now the headquarter of redemption. I read in USA Today, $1 billion to be invested to open a new witchcraft show place in America. God's own country. We in this country have a big job to do. That is why God told this man, World Congress on the Kingdom. So that the man from Chicago, the man from Dallas, the man from Houston, the man from Tulsa, will talk less of jacking and talk of devil casting. Revival is no revival if it cannot bring a change. Say kingdom.
Kingdom.
Say kingdom.
Kingdom.
Say kingdom.
Kingdom.
That is what we are here for. What did God say we can do with his power? How can we do it? I know many of you believe that the kingdom is in the spirit. I do not come to argue. I have come to say, kingdom can be of the flesh. You say, what do you mean? He became flesh and dwelt among men. When he was spirit, he couldn't cast out devil. That's a big, I do not want to go to argument. When Jesus was in heaven before he was born, he never cast out devil. But when he came to this world where devil dwell, he cast out devil. That is simple. Show me from Genesis to Revelation where Jesus healed anybody from heaven. Never. But when he came here, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He became flesh and was in God and God was in him. When he was in God and God was in him, they joined together to do a work of deliverance and healing. the kingdom of God can be used to remove witchcraft from your society. I love your housing. I love your building of good projects. But if you have demons to deal with, you can't build too many houses. Do you hear what I'm saying now? Okay, let us remove the devil first. Let me tell you what I mean. The power to repair the society is the ability to take demons out and put God. Look at all the housings in this area. When devil was in charge, no new building. Find out from the bishop. When devil was in charge of this area of Atlanta, the church could not even prosper. But when the church removed the devil, the church is now building a cathedral. Do I make sense to you? When the devil was in charge of this place, most of the members lived on welfare. Now that the church is no more under the devil's oppression, she's now living by warfare. Amen. The church is now teaching people, Dr. Abazini, how to get out of prayer line to enter power line. Did you hear what I'm saying? So everywhere around Chapel Hill Harvester, building, 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 what? Government change hand. I say government change hand. Where the devil was the master, Jesus is now Lord. Did you hear what I'm saying? In my city, read African history. Read of Benin City. Benincity. Up to 21 years ago, they used human beings for sacrifice. Human beings for sacrifice. When God raised me, he said, the government will not stop it but you. I said, who? I said, my grandparents are involved. He said, you will start from there. You start from your house. I said, they will kill me. He said, not when you are in me. Amen. For your life is hidden Christ, and Christ is hidden God. Yeah. So anybody who wants to kill you has to kill God first, right. Then kill Christ before killing you. Yeah. Can you say hallelujah? Those of you who are looking for vocabularies, you are looking for vocabularies. You will not find it tonight, but you'll find life.
Amen. Amen.
The kingdom of God is not in grammar. It's in power.
Power.
Say power.
Power.
Say power.
Power.
It's time for the kingdom people to wake up. And demon leaders will come and say, can you say hallelujah? The Bible did not say run from the devil, he shall run from you. He said resist the devil and he will flee from you. Say hallelujah. So I said to God, do you say I can cast that devil? He said yes. Do you say that that is my job? He said yes. I said fine. I went to the roundabout of my city. I fasted 7 days. And the Lord told me to go around the roundabout. I don't know what you call roundabout here, but in English we call it roundabout. Huh? Intersection. The center of your city. Downtown. You know downtown? In Africa, it's now uptown. He said, go around that downtown, the heart of the city, 14 times. The last night, the 14th day, declare that the city is now taken over by God. And I knew it is risky not to take risk. So he said, how are you going to do it? I said, by the Holy Ghost. Everyone say Holy Ghost. Say Holy Ghost. Say Holy Ghost. First night, second night, the third night, about 2 a.m., when I was walking around, it starts at 12 midnight, ending 6 a.m. every day. Just walking, speaking in tongues, walking, speaking in tongues, walking, speaking in tongues. At 3 a.m. the third day, heavy fear came on me. I was shivering. My head was swollen. And devil said, this is the last night you will march. And I remember, there is power in the name of Jesus. I took my Bible, I burst in tongue, I said, God, you didn't tell me you are going to kill me at the roundabout. You told me to march around, that the wall will fall down. And the spirit began to leave. At 6 a.m., I was able to take my bicycle, go home, and give thanks, and I said, no more. 4:45, 15 minutes before 5, God said, tonight, you have 1 hour more. You are going back tonight at, you are going back 12 midnight today. I summed up courage. I took my bicycle. Before I got to the roundabout, there were several sacrifices of goat and dog cut into pieces with my name written on the plates. For the first time, my bishop, I heard, fear not. Everybody say, fear not.
Fear.
Now, if you are told that your name is used, that's good. But for you to see your name used, that's horrible. I looked at this plate, my name. I looked at this plate, my name. And I realized the Bible says the devil is under our feet. So I marched on them and spoke in tongue and spoke in tongue and spoke in tongue. The fourth day, the fifth day, this day, the seventh day, I announced Benin City, Bender State, Nigeria is free. Hallelujah. Now, what did you do? That's all I did. The head of the witchcraft in the town died. The third week, the chief of occult in the town died. In 9 days, there were over 30 dead of the men that were in charge of the power of darkness in my town. Today, when you say Benson Idahosa, that's a terrifying name. Everybody say terrifying. The things that used to frighten the people will now frighten them. The kingdom is a power of substitution, a power of replacement. That is why we are in Atlanta. When we get back home, we'll be able to announce from Sunday, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. Say hallelujah. We are not here for another conference. We are here for life-changing Congress. We are here to learn how to invade the powers of business. Go to technology. Go to industry. Go to science, go to housing, go to education, go to medicine, go to hotels, go to banking. Take over. Say, take over. Say, take over. Those women you saw dancing just now. Let me just name about three of them. The leader is the national controller of Nigerian television station. Say kingdom.
Kingdom.
One of the women, there is a company executive director. The one the bishop called just now, Reverend Matthew Okpewo. Company director. The one that you saw dancing that looks like 12. Say kingdom.
Kingdom.
We were told before, Africans have no money. We agreed. And then we had no money. But now, we have a big God who have money. If you hear me, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This message and a collection of other messages are available at Iwo Media Services. Iwo Media Services. Inspirational. World-class production.
There is no signs and wonders in your ministry. This is the time to say, God, I want signs and wonders in my ministry. It's man that made denominations, but God made nations. Hallelujah. Yes, you need to shout for joy. You need to clap your hands to the glory of God. Because if God can do it there, He can do it with you. If God can do it over there, He can do it with anyone. With anyone. With anybody. Hallelujah. Be a voice in your nation. Be a voice in education. Be a voice in politics. Be a voice in business. Be a voice in culture. Be a voice. Be a voice. Because when you are a voice, no man, no woman can shut you down. And I'm persuaded that nothing, no height, no temptation, no circumstance will change my opinion about the Lord Jesus Christ. If your ministry is not affecting your community, you better start again. Your ministry must affect the community that you live in. God has called us to unite, to form a formidable force, to ignite fire. Fire in America, fire in Australia, fire in Japan, fire in America, fire in Europe. That's what God has called us to do. God, to build bridges. To build bridges. The bridge from America to Africa. A bridge from America to Australia. A bridge from America, from Australia to Japan. That is what God has called us to be. Built to build bridges. And that is why you are here. Hallelujah!
Thank you.
saved, the first thing that bothered me most in Christianity was the inability for people to have a will to live. They accepted everything the devil brought their way as if it didn't matter. He gave them power against. It's not enough to come to church and rattle with your tongue. Do something with the power that Jesus gave you. If you are going to preach the gospel, don't imitate any man that failed. Don't be too humble to look like a man who failed. Look for a man who has succeeded. The only man who will criticize you and you listen, or you in your life, is a man that have done twice what you are trying to do once. The only person when he criticizes you and you say listen, is a person that have done twice what you are trying to do once. So when Jesus called the first 12 disciples, I love the place he said, and when he had called the 12, he gave them power against. Not power for, but against. Power against all unclean spirit.
This message and a collection of other messages are available at Iwo Media Services. Iwo Media Services, inspirational, world-class production.
Can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the donate subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now, and we need your help. it is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America, or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed. Shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you and God truly bless you.